Eric Yacht Show. As you can see, we've changed location. We are now in another location. It is a little bit of a downpour out there.
It is.
But we managed to make it. We did a mad dash. It's still quite warm out there, and you know what? There's still a ton of beautiful boats here to see. And we are blessed enough to have been headed over to Athule Yachts. This is Christian. He is the sales director at Athule Yachts, and he has taken us down into the belly, the galley, etc., of this beautiful yacht. Tell me, what is this yacht?
This is a sailing boat. It's a Beneteau Oceanis 51.1. It's one of the latest models that Beneteau has made on the sailing range. And yeah, it's a fast cruiser, well desired by our guests, our customers, and yeah.
So let me ask you, this isn't really designed to be a crude yacht. This is more of a sort of family, and if they want to go cruising around the world or live aboard, that kind of thing.
Correct, yes. It's a boat that can accommodate six people, sleep comfortably on board, even up to eight. And yes, it's definitely a family cruiser.
Well, and just looking around, I mean, I don't know if you can pan a little bit and show people the interior of this yacht, but it is pretty nice, actually. You know, it seems to be done up in the utmost of detail, very modern looking. The colors are absolutely gorgeous. It's always surprising to me the amount of space that you find in these yachts, because from outside, it doesn't look that big. But the minute you come down inside, it's like, wow, you know?
Yeah, no, people get very impressed. People that are not on the boating industry and they have not seen many yachts, when they come inside here, they say, well, this is probably bigger than my house.
Yeah.
And they don't expect that when they're out of the boat. So, yeah, at the end, on a sailing boat, the space has to be organized to the minimum, to the maximum, sorry. So at the end, every single space here has meaning. And that's why you get this amount of space.
Well, and tell me a little bit about your company. Where did it originate? What were your plans to start with, and where are you taking it?
Well, we are more or less where we thought we were going to be. I incorporated Athule Yachts as a partner in 2009, if I'm not sorry, in 2012. But it started on Athule Yachts in 2009, and Athule Yachts was born already about 2003. Hope I don't make a mistake with the age, with the years. And yeah, then on 2013, the three partners, Isabel, Manuel, and myself, we took the wheel of the company. And the company was already for sailing boats and powerboats from Beneteau. Then we increased with a new brand, Monte Carlo Yachts, the Italian brand, built in Monfalcone next to Venice. And now, just 3 weeks ago, a month ago, we are the new XS Catamarans dealers for Mallorca.
Have you noticed, that's one thing that I'm seeing, because I do a lot of research and I see sort of what the cruisers are buying nowadays. Have you seen an increase in catamaran sales? Because it seems like a lot of the people that in the past have been on monohulls, they've sort of said, you know what, we love the monohull, we love sailing, but the lack of space, especially if you're a cruiser and a liveaboard, there's a bit of a lack of space in that. And so they are taking a look more towards the catamarans.
Yes, that's totally right. Basically, you said it from A to Z. There's a big market of people that they come from powerboats that they want to go into the sailing world, but they're not so sure about the monohulls, the way that you have to sail it. The listing of the boat is always a problem for the ladies, especially sometimes on the sailing boat. So the catamaran gives you the space, gives you the stability, gives you the extra comfort that sometimes the monohulls, unless they are really big yachts, they cannot give you. So it's a natural step for the customers that they've been on the motor yachts, and for the people that they are on sailing yachts, that they want to get some extra comfort on their lives.
Well, one thing I noticed, because I tend to have a little bit of a dodgy tummy when it comes to get seasick, but I notice a catamaran, for some reason, anytime I get on a catamaran, I don't have that issue whatsoever. Why is that?
It's a different movement in the water. When you have two hulls, the stability is much stronger. So what you get is, we call it hard stability. This means that the boat always tends to go back to its position very quickly. While on a sailing boat, as it's only one hull, it has a keel that makes the balance of the sails, and they call it soft balance. So the movement of the sailing boats, of the monohulls, is much softer. So our ears, where we get the balance, some little stones are inside the liquid, inside the ear, they are more susceptible to soft balance rather than to hard balance. So basically that could explain 80% of why you could get a little bit more seasick on a monohull. Yeah.
It's good to know. For those of you out there, you probably would have less problems on a catamaran if you're anything like me. So no excuses not to get out on your next boat. Just choose a catamaran. have you noticed? I mean, last year, of course, we had the pandemic and everything kind of slowed down for a short bit. But in the yachting industry and the boating industry, we saw a massive increase in sales as people around the world that were, you know, financially solid, they thought, okay, well, we're not allowed to do this, we're not allowed to do that, social distancing, etc., but they were allowed to use their boats. Have you seen an increase in boat sales yourself in the past year and as well? I mean, from the U.S., we've had reports in up till May of 2021, they've had record boat sales. Are you seeing that same sort of pattern here?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say records, but for sure the yacht industry this year has, we have not been the industry that has been hit by the crisis. Normally when there's a little crisis going along, the first business that gets affected is the boating industry. And this year, for the surprise of everybody, has not been like this. So we can say that this year has been, without taking in consideration the COVID situation, but in the business, in the selling way, it has been a great year. So it's difficult really to understand how this has happened with this COVID situation. But more and more the customers, they tell us that this COVID situation has been the, I don't know how you say it in English, I'm sorry for that, but they say it's been the shoot to start the race. They all had listed to buy a boat, but I'm going to do it. And this pandemic, they said, hey, do it now, because you don't know if you're going to be able to do it in the future. So I think this hit the sales.
Do you know what? That's what I hear a lot. You know, everybody sort of sat there. And I'm finding a lot of people are looking towards living aboard as well, because, you know, for many, many years, we all have that idea. And it's just a saying in the English language that, you know, sail away into the sunset. Correct. And that's usually something that, you know, corporate people, once they retire, that's sort of their dream. We're going to sail away into the sunset. We're going to sell everything once we're done, and we're going to buy ourselves a boat and sail into the sunset. More and more people, and I think the pandemic as well, showed that you don't actually have to be in an office to work. You can be connected anywhere in the world, do your job from anywhere in the world, so why not buy that boat now? And we're seeing a younger and younger demographic taking to the seas and doing exactly that. You know, boat owners at 36, 27, you know, the millennials now are the ones that are making that decision to go to sea.
Correct, yes. And the boats can be adapted at this work-from-home way, no? So we can adapt. And more we had these customers asking for special satellite connections to be able to get a little bit of independency on their boats to probably work or whatever, but probably work. So, yes, more and more we start seeing this.
Now, in the past, I mean, satellite connection and to be, you know, connected to the outside world, it was traditionally very, very expensive. Are those costs coming down? And if so, is that creating it even more feasible to live aboard?
Yeah. Satellite communications are always expensive at sea. They have reduced the price, of course, but still quite expensive. But at the end, you don't need to go too far away to be alone. You can just be a couple of miles away, so you don't need that satellite connection. Just with a normal 3G or 4G amplifiers, antennas, you can get a really nice connection, just not being so far away. But yes, the more and more these electronics are becoming a little bit more accessible to the normal people, let's put it that way, and more they are cheaper, yes, for sure.
So what's next for Azul Yachts?
Well, our limit is the sky, you know. I don't know if that's an English saying, but
yeah.
we have no limits. We are very happy to announce that we are excess dealers. This is a big compromise for us because it's a brand from the Beneteau Group that will give us a lot of work, but also a lot of good times. So now I think we will concentrate in these three brands to be professional, to try to be not to defuminate ourselves too much with many brands. And three brands, completely different brands, I think is plenty of work for us now for the future, for at least the next years coming.
And you are available to people all over the world as far as boat sales go.
Sure. We have been handing over boats to New Zealand, just to put the longest or the furthest delivery we have done with some Kiwis, that they are now friends of us, France, Italy, United States as well. And we just have to find a good collaboration with the dealers there, because obviously they will need a service for their customers, and we need that the customer is fully serviced. And for this, we need a good collaboration with the local dealer there.
Right. Well, and you also have a stand at the Virtual Balearic Yacht Show. If somebody wants to make an appointment to have a chat with you and talk to you about your business and about what you can offer, they just have to go to that stand and make an appointment?
Yes, they can do that, or they can just write an email to us. With an email, I think, is the easiest now, because with this COVID situation, we cannot actually hand over tickets. We have to send them by email and do all that. So they can just find azulyachts.com, and they can send an email to us through there. We'll be happy to meet them here.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? This is an absolutely beautiful boat, and if I wasn't living on land with...